Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah, this is going to be a bonanza.
Right? Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Okay, what do you got, Bill's Thrills?
Bill's Thrills now?
It is time for Bill's Thrills.
I got it right here.
Want to interject?
That's the flip.
Can I interject?
That's the flip right there.
Are you guys through? Take the loss, yet still feel boss. Take the loss, yet still feel boss. The combination, I want you guys to think about this. The combination defines rivalries and more. The combination of losses. Your team wins, rival teams win. How do you feel? Your team wins, rival teams win. Both your teams have won. Your team, rival team, both lose. Is there still joy? Is there still some happiness of, my team lost, but so did them. Mm-hmm. So did they. So I get a little bit out of it. Both wins, kind of like a push. We kind of ignore the other team. Both lose. Xanadu, your team wins, said rival team loses. How excited is that perfect weekend? You know what it's like on social media if Ohio State loses and Michigan wins, or vice versa? It goes nuts.
Yeah.
It goes nuts.
I can only imagine.
Then you have the death blow. Your team loses, said rival wins.
Bad
so
team.
You're going to take the loss, and then it's going to go on and on and on. I bring this up.
Yeah, why do you bring this up?
Well, it's kind of like it defines rivalries again to see what your mode is, who your team is. So I go back to, say it's like fourth, fifth, sixth grade, whatever. But I'd get off the bus, and Doug Blair was the Washington Redskins. I was Houston Oilers. If the Oilers lost and Redskins won, he would meet me at the bus.
Yeah, great.
He would meet me at the bus, and he would follow me down the hallway
doing,
"Hail to the Redskins." He would sing it right behind me.
Oh, God.
And I'd want to not go to school. I'd tell my mom, I'd go, don't.
I'm sick today,
Mom. Do not make me go to school. I can't take it. She's like, "Doug will be there on Tuesday if you don't go Monday." And then
that's good feedback by her. That's good parent.
She handled it.
It's going to be there Wednesday.
Now, I would have topped him with being with my Love You Blue right behind him if it went the other way.
Oh, I'm sure you have a propensity to be obnoxious.
If both, absolutely. If both won, both lost, we could almost work as one. Then we kind of teamed up like, I know that's a tough weekend. And we kind of go back and forth. But if it was the other way, so think about that. Say it's Nebraska. Iowa wins, Nebraska loses. Oh, bad day.
Yep.
You flip that thing.
Do you live in Council Bluffs?
How's it go? How's that bad day go? Jake, who's your team with, like, with the Dolphins? Who's the team you go, okay, Dolphins lost, but
anybody in the East, Bills, Patriots, Jets.
You still have some happiness.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. You have some happiness.
Yes, it's something to lean on.
To lean on. Yep. How happy are you when you win
and those three lost.
It's the best.
It's
the best day.
The level of happiness that people can achieve through other people's failures.
It's kind of true.
Oh, people get
it's true.
I make sure I watch all the highlights of their losses too to just see it all in totality. Yeah,
something going on like that.
Yep.
Todd Twister Kubik, he was the Celtics. I was Lakers. If it went well for my Lakers, Todd would just get himself just twisted into it. If he saw me, it would just be like a meltdown. It would just be because I couldn't wait for the combination. And then vice versa. If the Lakers lost and the Celtics won, it was horrific.
But it's all kind of good fun.
It is good fun.
It's not.
But like I said, who's Nebraska, Iowa? Because I don't know, because again, it defines rivalries, right? Yeah. Ohio State, Michigan. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Texas A&M.
A&M
wins and Texas loses. Oh, man.
That's the not shots, all in fun.
That's not. It's not. The shots fired across the bow.
No. Texas A&M is not all in fun.
Absolutely.
There's Bolt. Hi, Bolt.
Absolutely.
Good morning, Bolt. Some are, would you say Michigan, Ohio State? Not really all in fun.
Probably not all in fun.
Not all in fun.
But there are people who will get happy and still like going, well, that's okay because Michigan lost too.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I can live with myself.
That's legit.
I can wake up and still live with myself.
It's legit.
But it is a real thing.
Real thing.
And then how many schools have it? I mean, not many. Not many schools really have that one where it's just like sometimes I get to look at it and go, okay, no, I'm just so happy that they lost. But here's the one that's the most – is the word polarizing? Would that be correct?
That's a good word.
If we can't talk about Colorado, Buffaloes, because there was a lot of people that wanted Deion to lose, and that wasn't even their...
Well, Colorado State's real.
It is real. It is. That's
the hatred.
But there was a lot of hate. There was a lot of people wanted... there were no way were they Colorado fans, and all of a sudden they wanted Colorado to lose. There's people across the country.
Just because of Deion.
And the way he was doing
things. Right, wrong, or indifferent, we all know he did very well.
Yep.
But there was a lot of people that wanted him to fail.
I know.
Miserably.
That's not good fun. No,
that's
not good fun.
But just interesting how you look at it. Because there's times even like that, even in standings-wise, sometimes you'll be, as a coach, you'll be like, all right, we lost, but they lost and they lost. So we're still tied for the division lead.
That's fine.
So then it's kind of like you look at things in that direction. You come back to the next day of the office with some hope. Okay, still right. We didn't lose anything. We're still right where we're supposed to be. And then all of a sudden we lost and someone just won. That means they tied us up or whatever it is. Then it gets heated. Anything the text line changes.
Yeah, one of the more intense ones in the NFL, Bears-Packers. A lot of hatred there.
Yes, there's a lot of hatred.
Yeah. A lot of hatred, Bears-Packers. The Texas Casanova says, as a Husker fan in Texas, I hear after every loss, you should have stayed in the Big 12, but you all chickened out, scared of Texas, no matter the loss.
Here's some things.
All chickened out. Interesting.
Or also just to quadruple the pay grade. Yep. Remember that conversation a while back?
To another neighborhood that's much nicer.
When somebody said like that, we used to get back to the Big 12. No, no, no. They just keep getting Big 12 and ACC getting less and less relevant at all times.
It came up a little bit during the Frost year, right around, I think it was around COVID time. It bubbled up a little bit. The rumors bubbled up, but no.
The OG
wouldn't be a good move.
OG CJ says, for Nebraska, Colorado, I graduated high school in Colorado, wore something Nebraska every single day. Luckily, I graduated in 2000 and didn't have to endure a loss when I was there.
That'd be a good day for you.
Very good OG day.
It's just funny how you can get, and also it's kind of a weird thing. You can have the people have a lot of happiness off of someone else failing.
That's true rivalry.
I mean, that's a true rivalry. I can't stand them.
Right.
I can't take it.
Yeah. On this note, Carrie says on YouTube, I always cheer for two teams, Nebraska and whoever Colorado is playing that week.
So
it's true hatred.
It's true. Like that when you're watching for scores, like I want to see that score. I want to see that. And they win something like in triple overtime or came back. You're just like, it hurts you. It does. It's not like, no big whoop. It's like, no, it hurt me. Or you go to bed upset.
I hate to say it, but the closest thing I've ever been to, and it's still there. I don't mind seeing Chiefs lose. When Chiefs lose, I kind of like it. It's just residual Raiders fans, and I don't like the Chiefs. You know that.
Jim says on the text line, could you imagine being an Auburn fan having to watch Alabama continue to win and dominate years?
Yeah.
It would not be good.
That's your direct rival. That's your in-state direct rival.
There's some ugliness there.
That's painful. Yeah.
And there is no one at Auburn goes,
guys, it's just Alabama. It's like, no, it's no, no, we're Auburn. Fix it.
Yep.
I mean, there is zero of this, of all those things.
I wish I had that. You don't really have that, do you, Jake? Totally with the Dolphins. You know, like, it doesn't affect your day too
well,
much.
Well, the Dolphins have been so bad forever. It's hard to even have that because they've never been to the highest stage.
God, it would be fun to be.
But
like
I don't like
Ohio.
The Bills.
It'd be fun to be an Ohio State Michigan fan. That'd be fun.
It was the Patriots. It was the Patriots for a long time.
Yeah.
And now they've kind of fallen off, which is pleasant to see.
I can remember early in the show.
Oh,
you're animus towards the Patriots. You got animus.
But they have fallen. They've fallen off, which is nice to see.
Like you said, some people, you wake up and you're like, okay, we have two teams to follow, really. It's like my team, and I want that team to lose, whoever they're playing. Yep. And there might be a couple.
It'd be kind of nice.
It'd be kind of fun. It's like, okay,
it would be. It'd be fun.
Let's follow this thing, you know, like that. I mean, I followed that. I was like, I guess that was more of a rooting fan. But remember the game I remember watching the most now was this last year, was Michigan, Ohio State. And I'm just like, there's a chance this is going to happen. That was nuts at Ohio State. That was absolutely nuts.
It was, Jake, at the shoe.
I was like,
you're just like, Ohio State will pull this off.
They'll win. They'll win.
They'll pull this off.
Also, it's like going, they're not going to win.
And they didn't look good.
No, it didn't look good at all.
They didn't look good.
Yeah, just absolutely incredible. But you have, anyway,
Bill, the headline once again, please.
I like that topic.
Just a fun thing to kind of throw out there. Take the loss, yet still feel boss. The convenience of beer draws a tear. The convenience of beer draws a tear.
Why?
Grab a sixer of IPA if you can.
Oh.
Get a 30-pack of Busch Light. Whatever. I beg to bring back the keg. I beg to bring back the keg. Nobody has a clue anymore. Back in me and Steve's day, there was the pony, the 8-gallon, or the full was 16. It was such a big deal. Just grab a pony if you can. Just get a pony one. Or just get the 16, like the one together.
100.
Hey, get your mind together. We're getting a keg.
Oh, God.
Getting a keg. That was the deal. And the vessel that it came in, Steve, with the ice in the vessel that it came in, was incredible. It was incredible. Then this one also, there was about 4 to 6 people, and Steve can probably name them, the ones that knew how to tap the keg.
Yes.
That was a whole art system that nobody knows how to do anymore. No one has any idea how to tap a keg. And then you had remember the long pump with the black handle, the long one?
Yep. Oh,
then
yeah.
It went to the short one on top.
Yep.
A little quick, little quick pump.
I like the long one.
Yeah, they had both of those to be able to get that done. Had the short pump. Hey, is the keg low? I don't know. How about this? Is it floating? Does anybody know that anymore? They don't. Because when the keg started to go low, it started to float in the ice water a little bit. Like, hey, we're about out of this. No one has any idea of this stuff anymore.
This is gold, Jake.
Back in the day, there was knowledge. That was how beer was obtained. It was obtained through kegs. It wasn't stopping.
Parties.
Yeah. It was incredible. Jake, it was incredible. We had one at Nebraska Western my last year. We put signs up around campus that said, first day of classes are for attendance only. Don't worry about going. And that didn't go over well with the head coach, just FYI, because we had our names on it and our address of where this party was. But we went through 12. Through 12 of them like that. But, yeah, it was keg. That's what you had. It wasn't like, you guys want a cool beer out of the cooler? No.
No, it was kegs.
God.
Keggers.
And then the pony keg is also never heard of. You don't see that. When's the last time you saw someone? Just grab a pony keg.
I wonder.
Say,
8 ounces.
No, you don't.
No, doesn't happen. Doesn't happen whatsoever.
This is gold.
Anymore. Who was your guy that could tap the kegs?
Steve Strubing was one. Yeah. Mike Fallison.
Fallison?
Yeah. There was guys. There's just certain guys.
Certain guys that just did that.
Just knew what they were doing.
That's what they were doing.
They knew what they were doing.
They knew what they were doing. They had to get it on there and twist it at the same time.
Yep.
It was a big deal. Then how you poured it. So at that.
Strubes used to have parties.
Yeah.
Out of his place. But yeah. For sure. My first truck, I had a keg problem. I was hauling kegs and for, you know, just a dumb 16-year-old kid. Oh, underage. I put the kegs in the front part of my pickup, slammed on the brakes, just rammed into the cab.
Yeah.
And then I had to explain to my mom and dad. I don't know.
No.
I don't know what happened.
There's a giant dent. About this Jake, they came.
It caved in.
Jake, at the time.
No idea what happened.
They came in these like metal containers,
yes,
like that, with handles welded on them, and then on it spray paint would be the bar that it came from, and you had to leave a deposit for the tap. That was the big deal.
You were more involved than I.
It was very involved. Yes,
you were very involved.
Very involved.
You were.
But it was just a. It was
the kegmeister.
It was the system, and everyone knew the system.
Yep, they did.
And it's all went away.
Has it gone away? That's the question.
Kegs are gone.
Well, this might give you some hope, Bill.
Okay.
From we have a lot of response. Jacob on YouTube says, "I know how to tap a keg still because my dad has a kegerator in the basement."
That helps.
So thank you, Jacob. Can they still do this?
Kegerator.
Kegerator. Yes, those happen.
They're not as prevalent. They're not.
Big B says, keggers down in the Russian bottoms were a blast back in the late 80s and early 90s. $1
yeah.
a cup.
Oh, yeah. Buck. Yeah, get in for
a cup. Probably at a kegger in the Russian bottoms.
Absolutely. But yeah. At some point in time, I'm sure. Yeah. But that was the deal.
Anything else, Jake? I was.
Better times.
God, I wonder if we were at a kegger together in the late 80s.
I'm sure we were.
It's very
possible. Raging in the bottoms together.
It's very possible.
But we know we were Ben and Wishbones together at the same time.
There's no doubt in my mind.
We were in Wishbones.
Me and Bush were Wishbones.
Simultaneously. Anything else in the
chat? Jay in Norfolk says, cleaning out my dad's house, I found an old empty Hams pony keg with the original fold open box in mint condition and the styrofoam holder with the ice trap lid.
Oh my God. Imagine that.
In mint condition.
Oh. So they had the mini keg too. Then you had the pony. The pony was the 8 ounce, and everything else was 16. That was how the beer went down. And the weight of a 16 ounce keg was incredible. Had to be 100 pounds. I mean, it was so heavy.
It caved in my
cab. It caved in your cab. Yeah. It caved in your cab, your truck.
JR says, first place I rented in Lincoln was in the Russian bottoms, and the house came with the kegerator. Expected it.
Better times.
You're right. I never hear anybody say, we're just going to do a keg.
Probably just get a keg. What are you guys doing like that? You guys want to bring some over?
I bet you Kins.
Should I bring a keg over?
Isn't there a place called Kins Kegs?
Yes, yeah, there is. Kins 48th and Holden.
But I wonder how many kegs they actually deal
with. I don't know.
I think Kins Kegs is probably named.
People bring
in
up the party ball. Anybody know about that?
Don't bring that up.
Don't.
Okay, stop. I'm sorry. Okay.
I don't know who sent that. Don't say their name.
Okay, I won't say
Don't
that.
Say their name. Don't do it. I know what it is.
There's a lot of people sending it, so I have no clue what that is.
It's just a mini little keg of like two gallons of beer. It's like a little ball.
Kevin says, I remember one of my best friends in high school was kind of short and round, but our high school coaches called him Pony Keg. He was our biggest beer drinker back in school. They called him Pony Keg.
Can we get Pony Keg on the show? Can you please find Pony
Keg?
Get a picture of Pony Keg.
That's a beautiful nickname.
That's a name.
Hi, Pony Keg.
And guess what? If you saw him like today, what's up, Pony? I mean, you call him Pony Keg.
Still call him that.
The coaches called him Pony Keg.
That's a
great nickname.
At the school, adults called the students Pony Keg. And is that better? Now it'd be, we'd have to go to some sort of counseling.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be okay.
It's not better times. Pony Keg. Get over here.
And Pony Keg thought nothing of it. No. I wonder if Pony Keg went home and told his parents. They're calling me Pony Keg at school.
Dad's
like, it's okay.
Last one from Dan in South Lincoln says, shout out to Super Saver on Cornhusker. You can still rent out kegs there. They use them for diaper kegs all the time. So people are still using kegs.
Nice.
But diaper cake. Limited.
Diaper cake.
Very limited. Very limited.
Bill, party ball.
Bill, the headline once again, please.
The convenience of beer draws a tear. I beg to bring back the cake.
Back to more of Bill's Thrills Rewrapped. Sponsored by Acres Equipment on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
This will interest Steve to no end.
Good.
In an old-time twist, it was more than an assist. In an old-time twist, it was more than an assist. Better times in the NBA. Better times in the NBA.
Jake, listen up.
The game changed when the sharing of the basketball became so prominent. Back in Showtime Lakers, Magic Johnson dishing the ball was the most artistic, poetic scene you've ever seen on the court. And it wasn't about driving and kicking out to a three. They were attacking the rim. If you saw the Celtics move the ball Larry Bird assist. I mean, it was the most epic thing, Jake, you've ever seen up and down the court. And the ball was moving like a hot potato. And it was going, Magic Johnson, no look, bounce passes that were like half court long. It was a visionary. It was a it was better times like you've never seen in your life watching NBA and up and down the court.
It's true.
It changed the way the game was played. Now it's like, what's everyone to do now if you're young? Shoot the three, step back three. It changed even myself. Like all I cared about was assisting, because Magic made you be. And it's like, no, this is cool to be able to throw these passes, to be able to make this artistic work on the court while playing it at such a high level. Jake, it was unbelievable.
Magic was, I mean, obviously gifted. The interesting thing about Magic to me was sometimes he threw no looks when we didn't have to.
Yeah.
but he would turn his head.
Yeah.
We didn't have to, but it was still cool.
Oh, still cool.
And it was an amazing thing to watch. And it wasn't all 3-point or, and remember Bird? The Bird and behind the head.
Behind the
to
head
Parrish.
Stuff to Parrish.
Yeah.
And or
behind the head.
Here's the other one too, Jake. The tap pass. Boom. Ball would come. Boop. Tap pass. No, there was no grasp of the ball. They were so far ahead mentally on where the ball had to go. The ball's in the air to them. They've already made that pass, and they've made the next pass. They're two passes ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like I said, but here's what it did. It changed the culture of the game. The sharing of the ball was cool.
And a lot of it was Celtics-Lakers based.
It was.
Not all of it.
There was more at that time they're playing, but there were still others that wasn't as much. But the one-on-one game, the back-you-down game, changed in that era. And the ball got, when the Lakers-Celtics played, the ball got moved at such a ridiculous speed and pace, how it advanced up the court. And that was the thing also, if you go back with Jabbar.
He backed you down.
Unbelievable. And he had a shot that nobody else has ever replicated, ever, the skyhook. But here was his magic.
Beauty.
He could outlet the ball on a rebound to half court like this. One hand. We'd get the ball with one hand, balls at half court, and game on. And things were going. And Jake, the artistry, I'm just telling
you. Parallelized is amazing. How much of this was just Bird and Magic centric?
A lot.
A lot of it was.
And we all know it's well noted in all the documentaries. They saved the NBA. When Magic came in, we won it in 80, like that. Then that year, what's that?
We.
Lakers fan, Bill Bush, we.
It's we. It's
I'm
a,
not going to forget that.
I'm just going to tell you right now.
We won it in 80.
Yes, we. I'm going to say we.
Interesting.
If you knew, I talked to my dad about this last night. We talked to
a big Lakers
my
fan.
Dad talked about the meltdowns last night. He talked about what it was like. He goes, oh, well, that was something now. Because it would. I would throw tantrums.
Bill had a tantrum.
And I'm old now at this time. I'm not in fifth grade. I'm throwing tantrums.
At what age? Yeah, you were in high school.
Yeah, went all the way through.
Were in high school.
Went into college.
Yeah.
And went into college. I couldn't take it.
You know what another interesting thing is?
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Okay, do you understand? Oh, God, I wish we would have known each other. I was a huge Celtics fan. Yeah. We would have went at each other hard.
And wishbones.
Would have been... It would have been just like I talked about with Doug Blair singing "Hail to the Redskins."
Maybe throwing hands
and Twister Todd.
He's trying to find you at
and
school.
Twister Todd was a Celtics.
I had a Celtics shiny jacket. I had the shiny Celtics jacket.
It was a sweet jacket.
I know. But I was a big Bird Parrish fan.
But Jake, the finals were not even on live TV. The finals were not on live TV. It was tape delayed.
I don't remember that.
That's true. 100%.
I'm not.
When Magic scored. When Magic
scored. I just don't remember it.
When we and Magic scored 42.
What, you on the bench?
I remember thinking, I don't know if I can start for him, but I can probably get a spot. And probably be like the 11th man.
Come in late. Like Della Dova.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Better times. I do remember the passing, too. It was in vogue.
It was in vogue. And that, so guess what else it made? It also made it fun when you played pickup games because it became in vogue to go ahead and make an assist.
No looks.
A lot of no-look stuff. A lot of no-look. You want to have that, and you want to see back. But the Bird, like you said, behind the just Google those and just watch those highlights.
We have some response. Cassie says, Bird, McHale, and Bill Walton, best big man passers ever.
Oh, it was
Parrish
insane.
Parrish was good, too.
Yeah, it was insane. Walton was a savant.
Freak pass.
He was a basketball savant.
Yeah. Bird, there's nobody that passed better than Bird and Magic, no. I don't think.
Jerry says, yeah, I hated tape delay. Hated that for sure.
I don't remember that.
It was facts. It was true.
Yeah, I believe you.
Someone says a later name from the late 90s into 2000. Steve Nash was a great passer.
Nash was incredible.
He was a good passer.
For sure.
Stockton was an incredible assist man, but he wasn't as fancy. It was more pick and roll stuff, but he could dish the ball.
Who was a fancy passer? Slick Watts?
Slick would have been.
Kind of a fancy passer.
Let me try to think on that back. I'm going to go.
Yeah, keep reading the text line. I want to hear some oldsters talking. Yeah.
Ben says, isn't that kind of where he got the moniker Magic? Because it was Magic watching him play basketball?
It was Magic watching him dish the ball. Magic was like, he really perfected his set shot on the third from a 3-point, he got really good at it. It was a set shot.
It wasn't good looking.
Because people would just back off of him. Say, hey, we're not going to let you go to the.
He shot it funny.
Yeah, it was a push shot.
I would have made fun of that when we were kids.
Got very efficient.
Mike, you got magic shooting those. can't shoot.
We're getting a lot of people saying the same name. This is true. But this was the 90s and also the 2000s. But Jason Williams, White Chocolate.
Yeah. Oh, fancy
great.
Passer.
Now, he was a great passer.
Yes.
Fancy passer. Kind of like Maravich.
I watched Jason Williams play in a pickup game. They had him on. It was online like a week ago. They go, he's still playing?
Still,
he's playing in some sort of league. He was amazing.
Because he's probably our age.
Yeah, I don't know how old he is. But I'm sure
he's in his 50s.
Yeah, he was
amazing. Check his age.
He's got to be in his 50s.
What's your guess?
My guess is 58. My guess is he's exactly our age.
I think he's not. I think he's 52.
He is. 49.
A little off.
Jason Kidd, also a great passer.
Kidd.
Because they valued it.
I'd like to stay in better times, though.
True.
Sixers. Sixers didn't have much.
No, they really weren't. Mo Cheeks, that wasn't his game.
It wasn't really Doc's game.
Wasn't the game.
But Doc was extraordinarily cool. Like a freak of cool.
When he walked out on the court, it was like, this is something.
Ooh,
right away, Dr. J. Now, he couldn't shoot either. Mid-range, couldn't shoot. He made a reverse layup against the Lakers. Most remarkable shot I've ever seen.
It's iconic.
And they have a top view of it. And they show him behind the backboard, reaching around, making the shot. I think it was against Landsberger, if I remember, was a defending for us.
You were a good NBA fan.
For us.
You were a good NBA fan.
Oh, I was a huge NBA fan. Norm Nixon.
Once you say that the definition of regal is Dr. J.
Yes.
Regal.
Bill, what was the headline one more time, please?
We could do.
Are we done now? Are we done now?
We're time. You know, it's 8:01, 8:02.
You're right. You're right.
In an old time twist, it was assist. To be in the club, you got to iron the rub. To be in the tub, you've got to iron the rub. Cool parenting tips to teach your kids and also go back in time to what?
Better times.
To go back to better times. When I go back to the time we talked about, initially this, a lot of this arrived via cereal boxes.
Yes.
But the ability to get iron-on logos you would get. And you would get logos, and you would iron them on, and you'd just pick any clothes out of your closet. Didn't matter what it was. You'd just grab clothes out of your closet. You'd be in third grade, and you'd have the iron out. And you'd iron it on, and you had to peel it off so carefully. Because
right.
If it got that edge a little bit, it'd go, and it never came off good. It would be just the same way as thinking that you're going to put your own window tinting on. That never worked either. Window tinting never, ever. Don't try. There's always
bubbles everywhere.
No chance. So this was the same thing. Also, we talked about the iron-on patch for the knee.
Yep.
And the iron-on patch for the knee was also, because back in our day, I don't know how you guys grew up. I didn't grow up this way. Tore jeans at that in the knee at that didn't equal just get new jeans. There was going to be a patch, but the iron-on was the way. Just being in third grade and running an iron, and your mom thought nothing of it. Just, what are you doing? I got to put this patch on what? On my jean jacket. Sounds great. And as I told Steve, it could be like STP.
Right.
It could be like something like that. You didn't know what it was.
STP was a big one back
STP,
then.
For some reason, some sort of oil product. Yeah. That was a big product to have on. But you would just, but a lot of times they showed up in cereal boxes, or you could purchase them. And sometimes you purchase them, there'd be like two or three on one sheet. And so you'd have to iron that baby on and get like that and then peel it
cereal
off.
Cereal boxes.
It came in cereal
came
boxes.
Came out of cereal
came
boxes.
Came out of cereal boxes. You get logos, you'd iron on. Now you have people, I got a Cricut. I make a perfect t-shirt for you. And I don't care about that. That doesn't interest me. I want to do iron on better times.
And you'd go straight to the iron.
Myself, yes. I'd run the iron myself.
I didn't run the iron.
Hot iron.
Yes. You did it. Yeah. God. That's probably why you advanced a little farther.
The most interesting part was you didn't go, Mom, I got these iron-ons. Can you go buy me a new shirt? No, you just use the shirt
find
in your
something.
Closet. Just find something. And then you thought nothing of it. Just be aware. If someone came to school with two logos ironed on their shirt on a random t-shirt, no one thought anything of it. It was more like, that's sweet. That is sweet. Where'd you get those STP stickers at? Well, I got them in Count Chocula. Oh, awesome.
I don't think this existed in my
It's
time.
Possible.
I don't know what this, if it
not.
Did, if maybe, I might have missed
no,
out on this.
You missed. You
or just didn't
have
do
that
it.
Time. Anybody from the text line, Jake, remember these?
I haven't seen anybody
it's
yet.
It's possible that the sticker thing in cereal boxes probably was fairly short-lived.
Probably.
But we experienced it. I remember vividly.
This is a third stone from Beatrice.
Third stone.
This is new.
I had STP on a white t-shirt and would roll the sleeves a bit in third grade. I thought I was the Fonz.
Oh, yeah. Whoa, yeah. Better thought times. Of better times.
Good God.
Imagine that. Think you were the Fonz, iron on.
Why was STP so popular?
Don't know. It was everywhere.
Yeah.
I can still see it.
Yeah.
Wasn't it like kind of a blue and reddish, like yeah. around the edge of mm-hmm. it? That was like a.
It's red, white, and blue.
And it was a oil supplement, right? Is what it was.
Yeah, or just oil.
Oil, yeah. Might have been just oil.
It seemed like maybe like IndyCar was a little more popular back then.
Might have been.
I think maybe that's.
But to
what it
see
was.
It on an STP sticker on something,
okay,
or
like Mario Andretti.
Yes.
And he was an iconic figure.
STP.
Dino says, "I remember it very well. You had to be so careful taking them off."
Oh, it was. It was just a slight kind of that the edge, like this. You just kind of shake it. And if you try to get it just right, and then sometimes it just didn't work. And if you only had 3/4 of it, you just kept it on. You did. You didn't take it off. It's like, no. I'm going to throw the shirt away. Nah, no big deal. We're good. I'll wear it to school tomorrow. Be awesome.
Several people saying that maybe Richard Petty made STP popular.
Yeah,
Richard Petty.
It was Petty. It was 100% Petty.
Richard Petty.
Not
Thank
even
you.
Close. It was
right.
Petty.
Not Andretti.
It was Petty.
Yeah, not Andretti.
Yeah, it was Petty.
That's what it was.
Yeah, Richard Petty, thank you.
That was better times.
YouTube, Genghis says, better times. Iron-on patches no longer work, can no longer save a pair of jeans.
Yeah,
you don't see that a lot.
And you did it inside out, too.
Yep.
We talked about this.
We did that, Bill.
Oh, we did that. And also, it's like, don't worry about it. No one will notice because the patch is on the inside. Oh, they notice. They know. And also, here's the thing, Jake. Jake, I know you've never had a knee patch on a pair of jeans.
No.
Maybe. But Steve, you could feel it. It was because he could feel the patch because it was heavier. It was a very heavy, and it was not very pliable.
No.
It
was like right.
It was like a piece of cardboard that they would iron on in the inside of your jeans.
Didn't bother you, again, no big whoop. No, I didn't bother.
You had a shirt with iron-ons with three quarters of a logo and jeans with patches, and it's like, no big deal.
I played outside a lot in jeans. So.
Yeah.
Old Dad says, used to have the STP sticker on a white t-shirt and the candy cigarettes rolled up in the arm sleeve.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's
candy
cool.
Cigarettes.
Whoa. Yeah. Well, the STP stickers really resonated with people.
Yeah. Richard Petty.
Because it was big back in our day for some reason. That's also, such a random thing, but it was. It was more prevalent back then.
I haven't seen an STP sticker for 25 years. It didn't even exist.
Bring them back.
I had an STP cap. I had one on my
You still have one?
No, I don't, but I had a cap. Like, it was pretty normal.
One of the gas stations you get them from, too, there's this gas station. You ever heard of this one before, Steve? DX. There was a... Breakers, help me if I'm right.
Is that Northeast?
It was a DX. It was like a service station. So it was like a... It may have been a version of mobile. I don't know.
Huh.
But I have not. It was DX, and you could get... And so you also had STP stickers on my bike. Yeah, it's like oil.
Everywhere.
Better times.
Bill, the headline one more time, please.
Better times.
To be in the club, you got to iron the rub.
Back to more of Bill's Thrills Rewrapped. Sponsored by Acres Equipment on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Dr. Love, sponsored by Dynard Contracting.
Randy!
They do remodels of all types. Kitchen, baths, whole house remodels, additions, basement finishes, and custom new homes. Call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dynard Contracting.
Randy has a specialty that I think needs to be addressed.
Okay.
Here's what goes on in a lot of homes that maybe they're not really older homes, but it was a fad a long time ago, maybe back in the early 2000s or different times, of having the jacuzzi tub.
Oh, yes.
The jacuzzi tub, which now never gets used. Never,
we
ever.
We have one. Doesn't get used.
Go get a jacuzzi tub. Ever gets used.
If you said to Elizabeth, let's do the jacuzzi tonight, what would she say?
I'm good.
No, I'm good. There's not. I'm good.
It takes a half hour to fill it up. Basically, yeah. It takes forever,
and it just eats up all of your. It eats up your entire bathroom, and it just sits there. It's like, what is this? We moved into our other house first. We did. Guess what Randy did? Randy was the one who did it for us. At that, we got the jacuzzi tub out.
Took it out.
It's got to go.
Removal.
You get it out, and he put in an unbelievable shower. That went in that
out
spot.
Out goes the jacuzzi.
It goes out. It's got to go.
So you got a modern shower.
Yes. And and that was the house before this, where Randy did everything for us. But my point is, right now, there's people sitting there drinking coffee going like, looking at this going like, why do we have a jacuzzi tub? And then just ask yourself, how many times in the last year was it used? The number will be close to
zero to one.
How
about the last 5 years?
Yeah, in the last five years.
It's like BlackBerry smoke, too. It's just forced.
It's just like all of a sudden.
2000.
Yeah, it's like, what are we doing? We have a jacuzzi tub.
You don't really want to do it.
No, get
it
out.
You're almost doing
this
it because
it's cool in the late 90s.
Yeah,
it was.
Like, oh, you get a jacuzzi tub? Yeah, you guys use it? No.
Oh, how many times you go to a hotel and people would say, has a jacuzzi
tub? Yeah, you want to get it? No.
No, I didn't.
Zero interest.
Yeah, one time I got welts.
Yeah, welts. Ooh.
The number for Dynard Contracting, again, 402-417-5204. We have questions for Dr. Love.
Oh, yeah.
This is from Wyatt in Alma off the bat.
Says, from Alma.
Dr. Love, you have said you're not a fan of proposing on a big screen at an event. However, what if it's an event that both partners bond over and enjoy, like baseball? I think it'd be the ultimate surprise to have her thinking she's at a game and then boom. He says, P.S., I am proposing at a baseball game this year on a big screen. Thanks, Dr. Love. So he's already doing it. He wants advice if this is a bad idea.
If it's a bad idea. I still push back on the... I still push back on the big screen. I would go with this one. If you can discuss this with whoever you're going to be at on the big screen, if they want the moment, I get it. But maybe they don't. Where you get engaged going in or at a different time in between innings, and you do it at a spot... completely separate, and then you reappear in the stands, and then you go on stage. And then you go on camera. Then you go on the big screen after it's already been your moment alone with it.
You don't recreate it, though?
But don't recreate all that. Or nor just the whole like that. Also, they flash over to you like that. And obviously, you're down on your knee and you do the whole thing. I don't know. Like I said, you're always...
I'm not down with that.
I'm not down with that. And
it's too sacred.
And it's something I think you want to have at an odd time. But to do it at the park, going into the park, in between innings someplace, let's go grab some popcorn. Let's go get this. Let's get a beer. You ask her that. And they know that, hey, when you come back, they're engaged. And all of a sudden, they go to it, and the screen goes, we have a new engagement. Our Cubs fans just tied the just made the agreement or whatever to do this. That would be more me.
That's interesting. That's more me.
I'm not going to push back on it the way you do it, but I think that moment I'm not a huge, because here's also the reason. It's been done a lot.
It's not novel.
So it's not novel. And so it's not. And so I'm always going to push back on something unique always stands out.
I wonder, yeah.
Steve?
Well, what would you do that's unique? That's the question.
Well, you can do something very unique you can figure out some way to do something.
You can figure it out.
At the park, have an idea, you know, like that. Just have, whatever.
There's a lot.
Ton of ideas that. So have it something unique, and then maybe get announced, and they show you during the seventh inning stretch that you just got engaged earlier that day at the park, whatever it is. That would be my take.
I think my biggest takeaway from Dr. Love's take here is that it's cliche. The big board proposals.
Yep.
It's too cliche.
I'm sticking with the pushback.
We have more questions coming. Okay. Unnamed texter says, second date tonight, Dr. Love. I need help. Where do I go? Need ideas. I need some. Nothing's planned apparently, but the second date is tonight.
Okay. Don't know. So I'm just going to go off. I don't know with the location. It could be in Binkleman. I don't know what his plan is in location like that. But
in Omaha.
Oh, he's in Omaha. Yeah. Okay. Okay. First thing right away. Check your location, see who's playing, not playing, see who's talking. Try to get to a comedy club. Comedy club allows you to take the heat off of you a little bit. Something funny always kind of comes up. And so then again, you don't have to have that one-on-one conversation face-to-face. You have some certain things that come up. I think that's big. Going to hear live music kind of cuts out date two. Don't get to talk very much. Kind of hard. You only get to talk during the breaks and type of thing. Usually in between comedians, you can talk a little bit. So that gives you a chance to do that. Always make sure that always date two. I'm still much more of an appetizer and cocktail person than I am a meal. I think you want to go appetizers and cocktail.
Full blown.
Yeah. Do you want the extra thick cut of prime rib, honey? And all of a sudden, like she's like, whoa.
Right.
All of a sudden, she's going to the ER. We don't need that. And so I would go. I'd try to go comedy club or. If you have a cool couple, so give you an example, like my first date with my incredible wife, we infused Shin Daddy and my sister for part of it. They met us.
They were there.
So all of a sudden,
that's nice.
So all of a sudden, we had like a little bit of a fun buffer conversation, and then we dispersed again after that. So if you have a fun couple that you can interject for a small amount of time. All of a sudden, it might be a friend of hers, might be a mutual friend, or you just tell, hey, listen, we're going to be down at the comedy club, but we're going to be over at R&R Pub for that. Oh, me and Connie will come meet you.
Not
for the full time. Then you can do that. I'll be going to hell. Ronnie's here. Connie, are you kidding me? Chance to talk. You laugh. Slight introduction.
That's great advice.
Then you're out. You're off to the comedy club. You go to the next thing.
That's great advice.
Thanks, Steve.
I mean it.
By the way, so the first person that asked about the big screen has chimed back. He says, brutal honesty from Sip and Dr. Love. Thanks, guys. I might scratch the idea entirely and do a casual proposal with the mountain in the background.
Hey,
not the mountain.
No.
But
when you call in, we have to be real. We got to be
like, honesty.
And I'm sticking with that one. I'm going to stick with the one that where we're at with that. But yes, I think this the plan we put together is good for tonight with a chance couple, other location, minimum time 48 to 49 minutes. Okay. Then they're out. Then you're off to a comedy club or some other sort of event, and able to go. Just remember, if you're at a comedy club and they ask for you to get hypnotized, don't do it.
Why? Yep.
Don't
why?
Do it. Because you might do weird stuff, and all of a sudden it's like you look stupid, and they fit, they record it.
You've lost your date.
They record it on the phone. Yep. And she's just sitting there going like, this was you an hour ago.
This is who I'm with.
Don't do it.
That's really good advice. Don't do the hypnotism.
Don't do it. What else we got?
Well, I'm going to do one more comment and then a question here.
Okay.
This is a comment. Nicole says, Dr. Love, Jeff and I from Farrell's are celebrating our 27th anniversary today. We're going to Sioux Falls for the weekend. Just want you to know. Today is 27 years of wedding bliss.
God, I love those guys.
Farrell's.
Jeff
and Nicole, 27 years.
Were they getting married when they were 10?
I don't know. Young.
Exactly. Well, because the fitness plan they're on, they
keeps them young.
Look young.
Oh, no. And then
27? Are you sure that's right?
He said 27.
There was nothing worse than when you went to Farrell's and one of those two were running it.
Because
they were so good, and they pushed you. And they push. Sometimes I'm like, I don't want to be pushed. I like to just kind of be in the back here and just kind of not do it. And they know you by name. Come on, Bill. Keep up. And they're so.
Dr. Love.
We'll do one last one. This is difficult, I think, Bill, for you. Someone says, Clam Dog on YouTube.
Okay, the dog.
Dr. Love, how do you deal with a mother-in-law who drives you crazy and you have to see them all the time?
Mother-in-law question.
Mother-in-law, this is real.
It's a big one.
I tell you one thing, and it's common. I'm just lucky. I'm living in an uncommon world because my mother-in-law is just gold. That's Roseanne Vertiska. She's incredible.
Roseanne.
But that is a lot. So you have to try to, first thing you have to have is some sort of a, you want to know this one. Do you have some support from your wife? It's like, I know mom's a lot. I get it. You want to know kind of where you're at with that. If that's not there, meaning that she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Mom's awesome, and why would she be annoying you? Then you got to be really cautious because you can't have a side comment like, "Huh, mom's here again" or something like that. Because you're gonna stay away from that.
Okay,
one.
Okay, that's good advice.
At all costs.
How do you avoid that?
So what you have to try to do is you have to find, is there anything in common that does work between the two of you? Whatever it is, there might be one or two things, and that's got to be kind of your focus of conversation. When she's around or you're dealing with her like that, there's two things we see eye to eye on, and that's we're gonna stay in that eye to eye. We both like to when we were young, we always go camping. So did she. Where'd you guys used to go camping? What did you guys do? Get on a subject with that. Because you don't want to have all of a sudden if she has opinions on how you're parenting, she has opinions on this.
They're
gonna have opinions. You want to stay on your comfort zone with them, and then be brief, which means always appear. How are you doing? Great to see you. Talk about something. And then it's like, honey, you know, I got to get over to Ace Hardware to pick this up and do
leave
that.
Leave the premises.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of true. Just get you separate. And then right away it's like, oh gosh, Grace, great to see you like that. Talk about a couple things like that. And just like, I was just getting mowing the lawn like that. Hope you guys are good. Then you get off and get going. Like that, just get off.
Find some common ground is the
most important thing. Then find a way to create space in a very innocent yet productive way.
Maybe you both speak Spanish a little bit.
Yeah.
Try that.
Como a contest. Talk. Yeah.
Dr. Love, I swear to God that this is
hand
the
to
role
God.
You were put on earth to do.
On that note, to wrap things up, Chet in Nebraska City says, Dr. Love, I have been happily married for 10 years, but this all is still applicable. Absolute national treasure, Dr. Love.
Chet, thank you.
I wouldn't go so far as to say national treasure.
Said it, so we got to kind of have to. Chet said it. I don't know what else we do with it. I mean, we're kind of stuck.
Mount Rushmore is a national treasure.
Mount Rushmore. They call me Dr. Love.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp.
Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.